Hello.
Hello.
Oh. You want to try it again?
I'm here in the world. What? Did I sound terrible?
It's not your best moment.
It's okay. I got COVID.
You do. Yeah.
COVID
Corona,
comes to get
the
you.
Corona got sky.
Yeah. The whole, yeah. Anyway, it's fine. It's okay, though, because I'm still Southwest Atlanta blessed and fresh, and I'm in the Wild Wild West. And along with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sills, VA, all day, two up, two down, and chilling. And it wasn't that sunny today. Los Angeles.
You ain't in no Los Angeles.
Hollywood,
you're like faraway land.
Hollywood, California.
Yes. You're a faraway land.
I'm in the valley.
Wow.
I got mosquito bites for the first time in like 7 years. I'm real sick about it right now.
What the fuck are you? Okay, anyway, we will talk about that later. But who are we? We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two Black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
It'll lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things Black women.
What are we doing this week? I mean,
keeping it simple, I think. I say that. We'll see how it goes.
So I guess we're gonna talk about soccer, all the soccer we missed over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then give some superlatives, and then we gonna open the library because y'all don't know how to act.
Some things happen. Yeah.
Then we're gonna do hits and wrists, and then get about this thing.
Yes, because guy needs to rest.
Yes.
So she can get better. Okay.
All right. So with that, let's begin.
So I guess first things first, since we had 2 weeks off for me to, you know, move and get my life together. You know, okay. Thank you for your patience. Sky and I were able to go to the Tigres versus Angel City match and to the Tigres event the night before. So do you want to just give them a quick
rundown? Can you put some excitement about it?
Do you want to give them a quick rundown? That's my fatigue voice.
Yeah, it was fun. So the night before, actually, if you listen to the episode, we were a little late because actually there was something prior to. And then people can't drive in California. But we went to the event Tigres had at Nikki's. We weren't told anything. We were just told where it was.
Yeah.
And there was a reason behind that, because when we walked in the door, when we finally were able to get there in part, they had all the players from Tigres, Funil, and then some other players, some legends from Tigres.
Yeah.
They're in Nikki's, like, available where you can walk up, get autographs. They gave out free jerseys of the new kit. Not the blue one, but the third kit.
Yeah, the third kit.
And so you could talk to them, interview. We got there so late, so we didn't get to really talk to anybody, but it was really cool. Yeah. Literally almost bumped into Stephanie Mayor.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And, you know, got a head nod from Uchenna. So it's like, you know, everybody was like right there. You could, like, anybody you wanted to talk to, you could talk to, get your jersey signed, get whatever signed. So I totally get them being hush hush about it.
Bro, Tigres fans were all deep.
Yeah, like you didn't know. You wouldn't know that the whole team was in there. But yeah. Like, and then we saw people we knew who we had no idea were coming to the event.
Right.
It's like, literally, if you found out about it, you couldn't even ask questions. Like, but it was dope. It was cool. To see them do that, to see the response. And I hope they do it again. I got my Tigres jersey. I got the original one, and I got the new kit. Which you got
I got the blue away kit.
You got a blue away, yeah. So I'm happy. We got FTC. I'm gonna get me some name sets. I think I ordered those already.
All you do is order name sets.
Yes. It's a whole thing. You'll see. Y'all understand that soon. But anyway.
All right.
But in terms of the game, that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool to see different style, different approaches.
Yes.
You know, the choices the teams made. Infinite subs.
Infinite subs. Like, which I was like, wait, what?
When they took Stephanie out.
They took Stephanie
Ferrar Van Ginkel out.
Yeah, they took her out. And then they brought her back in. And we were like, wait a minute.
We doing college rules?
Hey, so if they're going to do this for this series, then freaking go ham next series. Like, I want to see madness in Monterey.
Not only that, but I think it's a pretty cool idea for an all-star game. Like, yes. Unlimited subs would be pretty fire.
Yeah, unlimited. That means you can come in and out of the game.
Yeah.
Like,
it's cool. Very much how the college game is played. Yeah. So you can sub in and out in college, and the clock stops and all that fun stuff. So, I think some of that in there would be really cool.
Yeah. The other thing was, Angel City finally played people. People have been begging him to play.
Yeah. It was different. It was a different, you know. Lineup. She was actually really good.
Yes. She need to be playing in rotation. I don't like, because I know people who saw the game probably thought, yo, is Tigris not like attacking? And it was like, no, because Allison Swaybe is real out here.
I mean, Tigris put out there pretty, for the most part, they're 11 that they usually play.
The thing was, Allison Swaybe was at everybody's foot. They were where they wanted to go. Yeah. So it would have been interesting to know if they would have played Uche in the beginning. But I know she was at the time getting back into shape.
Yeah, she's back now. But
she's back. She is. This is true. Was there anything else you want to say?
I think just really cool experience, and as other teams make these partnerships, and as we cover some of the other soccer that happened this weekend, including two cup tournaments, I think the drumbeat for either a Club World Cup, CONCACAF Club World Cup, something is getting really, really loud.
With that said, that's why I was dope with the press conference. Like, they had a joint press conference.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting experience. It was really interesting because then when you saw Coach Moscato had to answer a question where somebody was just like, why is Stephanie Mayor not like up front? Yeah. And all this stuff, the way she answered the question, it was so good because she basically broke down how Stephanie had been playing, why she put her in the position she was in, and how the system will adapt it. Actually seeing this now play out from what she said in the press conference these last 2 weeks is pretty dope. So and she likes beaches.
Okay. Well, I will say I absolutely think somebody's going to snatch her up unless she wants to stay at Tigris, which is also very much a possibility.
That's very much a possibility.
But one, my thought process was nobody who covers the NWSL would ever ask that question.
Right. Not at all.
Like, no one would. That's just not the culture of how we cover the sport here. And so I'm not mad about it, right? Like, I think that's a fair tactical question. And I think her answer was equally great. And I think she's the word underutilized. I was like, oh.
Woo. I was like, whoa.
You killed it. Like, it was. Yo,
it was phenomenal.
Like,
it was amazing. I wish they had like flipped that. Yeah. I don't know if it's on the site, but how she answered that question.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
My fellow Tigris fans, we in good hands.
I'm so happy, and it's showing on the pitch.
Yeah,
it is. For sure.
Yeah, so you see in tactics and stuff. Also, having actual translators, where they answered. Shout out to Marianella for
holding it down.
She was holding it down, and she did the translation. Some English to Spanish, vice versa. So that was pretty cool to have that whole like for real partnership type of press conference. Yeah. And y'all better prepare yourselves because this is for real partnership where they for real are preparing for like trying to do some kind of tournament.
I hope so. Like I said, and we're about to talk about those, and after we talk about the league, it's time. I just think the sport's grown to the point where like, we should be having these interleague competitions. Okay, there were NWSL games this weekend. Not every team played an NWSL match. So we had one game on Friday. That was Angel City versus Kansas City in Kansas City. And it ended in a 1-1 draw.
Mm-hmm.
You had a goal scoring machine, Carrie Vaccaro. I think she's had a really good month.
Yes, she has.
I was like, she'd be on my team of the month, I'm not gonna lie. I think it's really cool to see somebody who I think at the time when the Challenge Cup was happening, no one got it. Right. And so to see that, you know, Challenge Cup time and then where she is now.
Evolution.
Good for her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you can earn your spot for sure. And then, of course, it was a penalty, and Lola Bonta is the designated PK taker for Kansas City. She went top bins again, nailed it, and then had the best goal celebration, certainly in recent memory.
Yes. Actually, that sounds like a new superlative. That's the whole celebration of the week. We're gonna figure out a black name for that.
I need people to do better goal celebrations if we're gonna do that though.
That was funny. I didn't see it live because sickly, but it would have been hilarious. I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
Geeked in person because I would have been like, that's fire.
Yeah, it's really well thought out. She saw another, I think it was a baseball team that did it.
Yeah.
And she saw that and somebody bet her and she's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But she gets it, right? Like her answer afterwards, I'm sneezing and I'm not the one who's out here struggling. All right, I'm done. Sorry. But she answered afterwards in the press conference that, you know, male athletes embrace that moment, right? And just celebrate and do whatever. And the expectation of women's athletes or athletes in women's sports is to, I guess, be subdued. And she was like, I don't want to do that. And so I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And honestly,
that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be tired when you score a goal.
I mean, I'm not saying you hate fun if you didn't like that, but I'm not saying you don't. Whoop. So embrace it. It's a sport. It's a sport kids get to play. Enjoy it.
Right. Enjoy it. Have fun. Turn on. Get lit.
Yeah. So that was the score from the only match on Friday. And then we had three matches on Saturday.
Yes, probably.
Okay. I had to think. We started with Gotham at Orlando.
In Philadelphia.
Yes, they played at Philadelphia Union Stadium. And that game ended 2-1 with goals from Sakemu for Gotham. And then Celia and the game-winning goal by Orlando's newest signing, Allie Watts. I was so very happy for her.
It was fire.
I miss her, but I'm happy for her.
It was a fire goal. I'm going to have to give me a white jersey.
So with both teams picking up points, Angel City is in seventh and Orlando's in eighth.
Yes.
And just a fun fact before we go over the rest of these, I think the distance between first place and eighth place is like 7 points, something like that.
Yes.
And everybody's at 20 something. So
why is that? Because what happened? What else happened?
So the game Saturday, of course, we mentioned Gotham versus Orlando. The second match was North Carolina versus Chicago.
Lord.
It was a beat them down. It was a beat them down. Down. North Carolina won 4-0 in North Carolina. It included a brace from Deanna Ordonez, who now is at 10 goals. She is a rookie. She is 20. 2-0. I think she is firmly in the lead for the rookie of the year conversation. And this is a loaded rookie class, folks. And she's in the Golden Boot race firmly and goes against the person in second on Wednesday. And then I also think she's in the MVP conversation. I think it's hard not to put her in there now. So she's having a hell of a second half of the year. And she's played less games than everyone else. I just want to point that out.
Yes.
So, that was a beat 'em down. And Mallory Pugh played for Chicago on Saturday. So
I don't know
what's happening with Chicago, but they're tumbling out of that playoff spot. So we'll see. We'll see if they can right the ship in the next handful of games. And then the battle for second place, San Diego versus Houston in San Diego. Houston opened the scoring with who else?
Ebony Salmon.
8 goals in 8 games.
She might be good a little bit.
I think I saw a stat with like Ebony Salmon has more goals in the last 6 games than 7 NWSL teams or something like that.
Including that probably the team that tried her. Okay, my bad.
Oh, most definitely. They're on that list. it's like a ridiculous stat. I mean, she's in the Golden Boot race, right?
Yep.
I mean, I think that's just one of those. We don't even have to look back. We're already in the, like, what was that trade? What was that trade? I think, Ebony Sam is just going to continue to be on the tear, but San Diego equalized. Alex Morgan got her 12th goal of the season, 50th of her career. I think it had been about 3 or 4 games since she had scored. And again, Ordonez had, positioned herself one behind Morgan and Smith, and Portland did not play an NWSL match this weekend. So if Smith has scored, it would not have counted. But again, the top 3 people or the, sorry, the top three players in the Golden Boot race all play against each other in some way, shape, or form this coming week. So not just standings, positions for teams, but also Golden Boot, assist, all of that stuff is definitely going to start to shape out this week. So so currently Portland sits in first, San Diego second, Houston third, all at 28. And then we have Kansas City, Lorraine, and Chicago still holding on to that sixth spot for now, with Angel sitting in Orlando, hot on their heels. All right. So we mentioned that not every NWSL team played an NWSL match this week.
Why is that?
Because we had two international tournaments or cup tournaments. For those of you who don't know, cup tournaments, like the Women's International, oh my gosh, Continental Cup?
Yes.
That's right.
Champions Cup.
Champions Cup. That's it. Thank you.
Continental Cup.
that's the wrong country or continent. Sorry. Oh, the Conti Cup. Oh, man. Okay. then we also had the Women's Cup, which took place in Louisville, Kentucky. And these are friendly tournaments for the European teams in particular. They are preseason tournaments. They are currently not playing regular season football. So it's a chance for them to tune up and, you know, work out some tactics and partnerships and things of that nature. And it's a chance for NWSL squad and the Liga MX squads who are in season to test themselves against some of the best teams in the world. So we'll start with the Women's Cup. So the Women's Cup had Tokyo, AC Milan, Club America, and Tottenham as their international clubs, and then OL Reign and Racing Louisville representing the NWSL.
Racing Louisville.
So the international clubs played early last week. It was Tokyo versus Milan and America versus Tottenham. Milan won, I believe, 3-1 against Tokyo. And America won against Tottenham. So that put Milan and... Nope, that's not right.
Yes, that was right.
Yes. It put America versus Milan for the right to play in the semifinal.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that. Ended up being OL Reign versus America and Racing versus Milan. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. My bad.
With Racing Louisville, I think they won. I can't remember the scoreline.
They beat Milan and then
2-1. America was up against OL Reign. OL Reign came back to win 2-1. Therefore, Racing Louisville and OL Reign met for the Women's Cup title. Louisville was the cup holder from last year. However, they lost to OL Reign.
What? You forgetting the whole America versus Milan?
Oh, goodness, that match. Man, listen.
Wait. So let's back up the truck. That America versus Milan situation that went from 0 to 100,
like
in the second half of the game.
Real quick.
It was also weather delay. So that probably, I knew when they delayed it for weather. That this was going to be chaos when it came back.
And it was chaotic. Gonzalez's substitution was clearly the move.
And she likes the beaches. I'm just playing.
Okay.
Oh. I'm sorry. But yeah, when she got substituted in, then all the goals, then it was just raining goals.
Yeah. So for those that did not get to watch this, I would recommend going back on Paramount Plus. I believe all those matches should be uploaded. And rewatch this match because really all vibes, like just.
Yes.
Fun football, all vibes. And
goals incredible.
Yeah.
It was just fire.
And so the final score was 5-4 America. And that fifth goal came at the death.
Yep.
So we mentioned Gonzalez. She had what we call a perfect hat trick. So she scored a goal with her right foot, goal with her left foot, goal with her head. And that header was the winner. So she had herself a second half. So that was the third place match for that tournament. And then, like I said, OL Reign and Racing Louisville, the two NWSL clubs, met in the final. Louisville took the lead in the first half off of what I will lovingly call a defensive blunder by OL Reign. but it was a very good goal. And then OL Reign scored twice in the second half with goal contributions from substitutes, CR King. And Olivia Athens, and the game-winning goal by newly signed Jordan Huytema. So, and shout out to Ziara King for being tournament MVP. She earned it. She had herself a fantastic tournament.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that was the Women's Cup in Kentucky. And then in Portland, Oregon, we had the WICC.
WICC?
First match was
Chelsea versus Lyon,
which ended in a draw.
Yes.
2-2. And then Lyon won on penalty kicks. The second matchup was Portland and Riotis.
And ooh.
And that match ended 1-1.
Yep.
And Riotis, who all they do is penalty kick.
Yep, all they do. All they do is penalty kicks. They know that life. Yeah, so they won that.
They won with an exceptional goalkeeping performance from Godinez. So,
if she too likes beaches.
Oh my God.
Actually, she don't like beaches. Can she like the other portion tomorrow? I'm sorry. Just going.
Okay. All right. And so the third place match was Portland versus Chelsea, which included Sophia Smith did not start. She was subbed in.
And whoop, baby.
And we got Buchanan versus Smith.
Yeah.
And it was everything I ever wanted.
First of all, let me say something though. But Sophia Smith should have scored.
Yes.
And honestly, that should have been a penalty because that didn't hit her hand.
It was a handball. It was absolutely a handball.
But Buchanan was shut down. It was fun watching them. If you play Sophia Smith sooner, they might score. But I still think that would have ended up in penalty kicks though.
If
they probably started. I was like, yeah, Chelsea won, but if you play the starters who actually start, or if people ran onto balls, people who are in season shape for Portland ran onto the beautiful crosses but the beautiful passes of like a Sophia Smith, then they would have scored. The game could have looked different. Or even if that header from Sam Kerr like goes in the net, which it almost did.
Both teams had good chances, it just didn't go in.
Yeah. But yeah, Chelsea won.
And then the final was Lyon versus Riotis.
Yeah, oh Lord.
And yeah, it was a really good match for about the first 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And then a penalty call happened. Lindsay Moran had a good tournament. She came home to Portland with Lyon and scored, I think, scored a penalty and two goals in open play. Lyon beat him down. It got ugly.
It got ugly. I was like, oh no.
But take nothing away from Riotis, who absolutely balled out.
Yeah.
And I think between America's performance in Women's Cup and Riotis' performance at the WICC, I certainly think Liga Mackey Femme made a statement. That they're up there with the best of them. I really believe that. And so there's not one way to play football, and there's not one best league, but it would be really nice to have a tournament so we could at least have some bragging rights.
Right.
Club World Cup win. Let's figure it out.
Yes. All right. So it's about that time. It's about that time for the superlatives. Everybody, hold your seats, hold your chains, hold your things. But the beat about to drop like right now. So superlatives, because it's been too long. This is gonna cross over 2 weeks because it's just been too long.
Yeah.
But anyway, Shea Butter Bomb of the week.
Ooh.
The classic dollar finish. So apparently it's two. Lauren James.
Yeah, that was that Lauren James goal against Lyon.
If she too likes beaches, she's playing.
Oh.
Followed by
God. Does the COVID make it worse?
Don't do that. Anyway. Emeline Laurent.
Yeah.
Versus Barcelona. You gonna do the next one?
Yeah, so okay. Shea Butter Bumbacow. This is Georgia's doing. I know it.
Yes.
Shea Butter Bumbacow. Did I say that right? Zhao.
Yeah, we just finally made it. Scored by a Shea Butter adjacent situation. But honestly, this is Shea Butter. No, I'm seeing this. We are now getting surprise vocabulary. Scored by a Brazilian or Portuguese player. I see you out here. I like that.
Thank you for explaining that. I appreciate that. but it's Jesse Ferreira for versus PSG. So she's one of Barcelona's new signings from Brazil. And then Shea Butter.
First. A debut classic goal or finish.
There we go.
Okay, so Ali Watt for Orlando.
Yes.
And then Amira Ali.
A few weeks ago, Amira Ali for San Diego. Yeah. And she had her first game-winning goal.
I mean, I would just start her, Casey Stoney.
I mean, she has started her, and it's paid dividends. So.
Shea Butter, boom. A goal done by with authority.
That ZR King goal against ZR King. America. Yeah, she hit the shit out of that one.
Yeah. And she was upset. I mean, I'd be upset too, because y'all was really quick to lose that game. But anyway, yeah. Followed by Taylor Smith.
Absolutely.
Situation. Shea Butter dunk, a header, a tap in. Oh, okay. Amira Ali versus Houston.
Again, game winning goal against the Houston Dash. So, start Amira Ali.
Shea Butter Banks is a penalty kick.
We're bringing that one up. Okay.
Yes. Ebony Salmon followed by. Mm-hmm. Are you up still?
Yeah, we shouldn't have lost that game. Sorry, keep going.
Ebony Salmon followed by Lola Bonta. Yeah, that was a Shea Butter adjacent.
Lola Bonta been going top bins with it this year.
Yeah. That was fire.
I respect it.
Shea Butter Dom and assists. Brianna Pinto.
Yeah.
Followed by, okay, Caroline, Jessica Nas, and Lindsay Thomas.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody.
Shea Butter set piece. And it's just off of a set piece. Yo, y'all doing a lot. Like, I didn't know about all this vocabulary.
This is new to me, too.
Wow. All right.
MVP, ZR King.
It's a good thing, yes. ZR King with the assist off of a corner kick to Olivia Athens. That's a good header, by the way.
Yes. The Shea Butter brace.
We've had a few. Two on the same team.
Yep.
So, me official. How many games in a row has me official scored in? Isn't it six or seven?
Yeah, six or seven.
Okay.
And she got like 8 goals or something?
I heard a roster drops tomorrow.
Ooh, Lord. Anyway, we're not going to go there yet.
Okay.
But yeah, the official. Sophia Smith.
Absolutely. And Linda Caicedo, who I'm so sad. Colombia got bounced 1-0 yesterday by Brazil. So no more Caicedo. But I would bet a lot of money that she will be at the World Cup, Senior World Cup next year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a Shea Butter hat trick from Grace Chanda, who's the first Zambian to score a hat trick in the Women's Champions League. Shout out to Grace.
Yes, shout out to Grace. Congratulations. And also,
y'all haven't been recruiting African players. Okay, never mind.
Okay. Ooh! Work on a Shea Butter swag surf.
Oh my God.
Lord Jesus. Okay, so this is new. Players that work together to score, assist, and impact it. Okay, I see that.
Yeah, I got you.
So
Canoe and Fishel. Yeah, they were balling out last game.
Together.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why I thought that.
Give me a high.
That's a difference. That's what I thought you were saying. We're brothers. We're happy.
Yeah, we're singular. Color. Give me a high five. Okay, sorry.
Oh,
Shea Butter
Rest
Brick.
In peace, UPN. Sorry.
Damn. Yeah, Shea Butter Brick. Trady McGrady. Tiki McGrady. Oh, yeah. I said Trady McGrady.
Well.
Tiki McGrady. Followed by Satara Murray.
Yes.
Y'all being bricks out here in these streets. And I also will add Khadijah Buchanan.
I'm so happy.
Okay, you need to calm all that Chelsea love down. And then Shea Butter Scurry, Abby Smith with the starting saves and PKs. Shea Butter Heat Check, Jennifer Pujo versus
Oil Rain.
Shea Butter Furniture Moving. Official versus Allison Swaby. That was some moving of furniture.
And then, of course, we talked about it already, but Sophia Smith versus Khadijah Buchanan. What a treat.
Yes. And Shea Butter and one. Who?
Jess McDonald danced on them.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all better contain that.
Yeah.
She was cutting it up. Shea Butter mic check. Yasmin Ryan versus Washington.
Yes.
She low-key almost had one against y'all. Chelsea. And then Shea Butter Sutton, unsung heroes of the game and honorable mentions.
Okay.
So the people you don't necessarily see in stats, but Elise Bennett, balling. Elizabeth Ball, balling. Trinity Rodney, per usual, yeah. Balling. Oh man, I want to slide her name.
Deani, just say, you can say Deani.
Deani, legendary. If you like beaches, holla at me.
She just resigned. So no.
The legendary captain, Jasmine Spencer, was good, Pippin. And yes. Then Desiree Scott, as she logs
10,000 minutes. Yes. Go ahead, Desi.
Get
your I just want to shout out Elizabeth Ball because I think she's having her best season by far.
Yes.
So.
Right. And then get your fits right. Fallon.
With the Fallon shirt. That shit was fire.
Yeah. And shout out to Framework Fits. Yes. For making the shirt.
Designed it, yeah.
Orlando Pride 2K.
Y2K.
Y2K.
Sure.
And then all y'all with the fits out here in the streets. Who's player of the week?
Man. There are choices, I guess.
Who's a player of the week? Who comes to mind?
I mean, so you got an MVP.
ZR King, welcome. You're player of the week, Pippin. So right. Appreciate you. So with that note, we're gonna take a break.
Yes.
When we come back, we're opening the library because y'all know how to act right. And
every week?
We'll do every week.
All right.
We'll be back.
Yo, what's up? It's L from the Two Cents SC Show. Join Amobi and I each week as we talk with individuals from around the soccer world, learning about their stories and getting their unfiltered thoughts and opinions. You can catch all episodes on the Two Cents SC YouTube channel or wherever you listen to podcasts. Tap in.
This week on the Sports Coach Soccer Podcast, Soccer Podcast for us, by us. The Coach of Us is back with our first episode of the European season as we give our thoughts on the first 2 weeks of the campaign, the battle between Tuchel and Conte, United's meltdown, and Jesus' ascent in North London. In the second half of the show, we catch up with Amobi Okugo, coming off a busy MLS All-Star week in his interview with Darnton Nagby, England's big victory at the Women's Euros, a special tribute to Nichelle Nichols and Bill Russell in 2 Up or 2 Down, and more. So join me, Grego, Amobi, TK, and our newcomer, AD, your favorite podcast apps in the FTC UTD YouTube channel at 2centsfc.com.
We're back in these streets.
Yes. All right.
Well, all right, so we can open the library because y'all ain't know how to act. We try to take a break and not even open the library, but it have to open like a, I don't even know. But anyway, so this week we're gonna go through a number of things that have happened and give our little brief thoughts. Brief.
Yeah.
All right. So first, while we were away, Gotham got new investors. Is that investors, owners?
Investors,
yeah. And so a lot of them are celebrities, mm-hmm. or well-known entities, particularly in the New York landscape, like Eli Manning.
Yes.
And so there was an interview done, because I think at the same time, this is when Hugh Menzies.
Yeah, I think Menzies came right after.
Right after. So they did a whole interview to talk about all the changes and stuff. So Estelle Johnson had pointed out that, you know, it is important to have like investment from, you know, celebrities and so forth for the community, similar kind of referencing back to Angel City, so that you can help grow the game, impact city, all that stuff. Well, people got all upset
right.
about this, and they effectively were trying to allude and totally misunderstood what she was trying to explain to basically say, hey, they thought she was trying to like go, well, y'all got the success because of the celebrities, when no, she was pointing out a reality that I don't know what it is about entertainment industry where we act like soccer isn't somebody's full-time job. It's still a business.
Yes, so absolutely.
You have to just as important as it is that you have community involvement in order to even have the programs and the access to be able to do things, particularly in a big ass city like New York, or in the capacity of New Jersey too, or if you're in Los Angeles, you still got to have influence. You got to be able to get in the rooms and spaces, and you got to have the money and the access to do it. And so that is why even having well-known entities are important. You need those two things to operate in tandem. And so it's been wild, interesting to watch how people have kind of shaded Angel City in the beginning, where it was like, oh, they got all these people. It's just going to be a Hollywood situation, where it's like, nah, like in the background, they're doing a bunch of business stuff because this is a business. But then it's allowed them to then cater to the community. And so she was just trying to point that out. But people have totally like conflated what she said. And people got to stop forgetting that, again, this is a business. It's the entertainment business. So it's just as you go to your daytime job and you then go to the sports situation to watch whoever play, that is their full-time job. And, you know, there's been problems and people not understanding that it's still a business, as it's then allowed for people to get abused, mistreated, you know, even us entertaining that there's a lack of structure, or even the capacity of saying, yeah, they're playing for $6,000 for a season and people thinking that's okay. Like, no, it's a job. So this lack of understanding is a problem. And like, we need to demand professionalism in entertainment entities, including soccer, but then also demand it across the board, you know, an investment in community. So,
yeah, I mean, I caught sort of the tail end of that, but I didn't misconstrue what she said. I don't know. You can all listen. You gotta leverage celebrity or money or whatever it is, right? Like. Yeah. That's the way the world works. That's the way soccer works. And I know there's always pushback about, we don't want to be the men's game. And I'm like, we don't have to be, but it's still football. And you can't have the growth without some of the people she might not want, right? Like, I don't quite know. There's no perfect solution for that, right? And so as long as you root for big time clubs, this is the world we're going to inhabit. And so, I think we have to sort of make our peace with however we're going to approach that. And people make different decisions and consume different products because of that. Sports is no different than anything else, going to the grocery store, any of that stuff. So,
right.
So yeah.
But right. I was going to say one more thing. So the other thing is, because we're in a sports situation, I think a thing that has bothered me in some of the things that have happened when you're hearing stories about coaching, or even seeing issues with tactics and stuff, and people kind of blowing it off. Because I think there was a whole thing where there was a coaching, it was obvious and it was a coaching issue for something. And then people were blowing it off like, okay, whatever's back on the players. When it's like, no, I mean, you need your coaches to know what they're doing. And so for me, it's a big thing. Like, we're demanding professionalism for leagues. You need to have that expectation for coaches and staff. So you can't just hire coaches who've been just coaching little children. Like, these are grown women playing professional sports. So your coach needs to show they have taken time to understand the game and can make professional coaching decisions from a tactical standpoint and be coaching. Like, I'm an engineer. You wouldn't ask me to go do something crazy, to go fix something as an engineer, without me having my education. With that said, even if somebody has been doing something on a college level, if you did a thorough interview, you should be able to hear, like, how do you make modifications to account for players on the team that you currently have? Or what is the system you're going to try to implement? How are you going to adapt it? How are you going to be a professional entity, you know, in this space? That is an expectation I think needs to happen, because it has impact on players. Because when things go awry and it's really not players' fault, but it's tactics, then players end up getting the blowback, you know, because there isn't like the protection. There isn't the accountability. I'm going, yo, the coaching's whack, or there were bad business decisions made, you know? And so that's another thing, but yeah.
Okay.
Next part, the Ballon d'Or list.
Oh, good Lord. I was at IKEA when that shit dropped. like, what's happening? Okay. One, I think this is an odd year in that I don't know if there's a sure winner. Like, I don't know. I can make the case for several players.
Yes.
Whereas I think last year everybody knew it was going to be Patelis from the jump. Just because someone was left off of the list.
Yes.
And there are absolutely players who were left off the list that I think should have been on the list. And I will say two with my chest. I think Smith and Pugh should have been on the list.
Yes.
Doesn't mean those who are on the list shouldn't be on the list.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. There are players who should not be on that list. That's another show. But Trinity Rodman?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Isn't the player.
Yes.
But all accounts, we know what she's going to be. Which means probably not the last time she's going to be on the list. But I need you all to remember, she won a championship.
Right.
She won Rookie of the Year.
If she didn't win Rookie of the Year, if she wasn't a rookie, she would have won MVP.
She was in the conversation.
Yep.
She won that championship.
Come on now.
If you need to go back and watch it, go back and watch it. She won that championship.
Yep.
O'Hara didn't have to move to put that ball in the back of the net. That game changed when Trinity Rodman decided she was done.
Yes.
Not winning.
Yep.
It's really that simple. So I have no problem with her being on the list. I really don't. I don't know. My top three was always Katoto, Fatelis, Makario. That's me. And all three of them now have done their ACLs. So maybe that's my fault. I don't know. In many ways, I still have them. I could make, and I know she's divisive, and I say this as somebody who was not on the Sam Kerr train when she came to my club. She had a hell of a season.
Yeah.
She could. But Chelsea got bounced early in the Champions League, right? And Australia didn't win the Asian Cup of Nations, right? So there are arguments there. I think the Mead crowd, the noise there is growing as well. We'll see what it is, but the way people have conversations around these awards and who's chosen, who does and doesn't get a say, the FA that it's coming through, because it's coming from France, and so there's always going to be a bias in that as well. Asisat Ashwala being the first African player,
yeah, that's insane.
In 2022,
right? That's insane.
But I think she's the only non-European or American, or I guess North American player.
Yep.
So I'm saying Canada and the United States, essentially.
Yeah, like you totally ignoring.
Because it's not a Mexican player either.
Yeah.
I would say,
how even people were questioning if Trinity should be on the list or not is wild, because the standards of how you got on the list were all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Because is it like, if it's club and country, you know, best of club, why are you arguing about Trinity? She is the best player for the Spirit. And then you talk about country, she couldn't play, but that ain't her fault. But when she's been in the game and able to, she's been scoring assisting. But that's where you have the question of like, how is Sophia Smith and Mallory Pugh aren't on it, instead of trying to target a Black player as to why she's on the list. Because you can have questions about two white individuals on the list. And again, we ain't gonna do it on this show. But this inconsistent vibe in terms of how people are on the list, it's always gonna be all over the place until we have a Club World Cup and shit. Have a Club World Cup.
It's gonna be that. And like, nobody actually knows what the criteria are. Like, yeah. We kind of know what the window is, but we don't have any idea what the criteria are. Yes. And if there was a consistent criteria, there's no way those are the 20 players.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, so it's their own doing, right? Like, they don't have any transparency, and so people are left to their own devices and their own speculation and everything else. So, it's a messy business, and I get why Sophia Smith basically said, I can't, like, worry about that kind of stuff because I've always been overlooked, and
But we ain't gonna overlook it's sad.
Jesus. It's very sad that she thinks that at 22, right. She's right. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. There's so much. What else did we do? What else happened while we were away?
Thanks for playing, Tom. You wrote these points.
Okay. And I think once there was clarity around the situation, the noise died down a bit. But, and again, I say this as an All Rain fan. I say this is somebody who loved Ali Wa. Still does. When we say bet on Black women, believe Black women, support Black women, that includes when they make decisions that do not make sense to you. I think it takes courage for somebody who is a young adult, like Ali Wa is, to basically ask to be traded because she wants to play. And our team being very honest with her and saying, you're probably not going to get the playing time you want this year. And apparently there were several teams bidding for her, right? Bidding for her services, I should say. I'm trying to work on my language. And she bet on herself. She was willing to leave a very good situation in Seattle to play. That is betting on yourself. And so is it a decision I would make? Probably not. But I'm also not 24, 25 years old, itching to play the sport I love and knowing my talent. So I'm here to support Ali Wa, and she scored the game winner in Orlando, by the way.
Ding, ding, ding.
So she already looks very smart, and she knows herself and she knows her worth. And so I'm happy that it was amicable. From her own mouth, she was like, I still very much love OL Reign. I love Seattle. It was a business decision, as you said, right? And I really wish her nothing but the best. And I think if Orlando as an organization can get the rest of the stuff together, they have a really talented young roster that I would say in about 2 years should be competing every year for a championship. They have a good game plan. It's the rest of the stuff they got to figure out. And Seb's doing a phenomenal job, and we'll touch on that. But yeah, so I support Ali Wa, like whatever she needs to do. And it seems to be a win-win for everyone. And I wish her nothing but the best. But yeah, support Black women even when you don't agree with us. As long as we're not doing harm. Okay. I don't even need, this isn't a read because y'all saw what the new hires look like. NWSL. DMs are open. What kind of diversity work are y'all doing?
Oh shit, almost choked on my ginger.
Like, what are y'all doing?
Nothing, not a
y'all
damn thing.
Y'all have a diversity statement. Y'all ain't doing low-hanging fruit right now. What are those hires? And I just read Old Girl's article today. None of those ideas are new. You were shooting yourself in the foot. You were Plaxico-versing yourself. Like,
wow. So,
like, it would make you better to hire diversely, just for diversity of thought. Please get off of the NFL's nutsack. Please.
Yeah. I was also going to say, and I said this before, look, the problems NWSL have are not, the NFL ain't going to fix it.
It's none
of that
not.
Marketing strategy. Your issue is you lack diversity. You're struggling to understand how to do basic marketing because a lot of your teams are in diverse areas, except for maybe two. You're not going out to the community. You're doing foolishness. In big cities, you're not marketing as you need to. In smaller ones, they're not. You got diversity issues. Like, I don't know how to tell people in soccer, white people in soccer, listen real well. Nothing's going to fix. Nothing's going to get better. You ain't going to get more money until y'all understand you need us Black people. You need the brown people. You need Asian, Pacific Islander, Indigenous. You need all the people, immigrants, everybody. You need non-white people to be successful. And so you have to fit. Nothing's going to change unless you understand that and embrace that. And more importantly, put that in your front office.
Right.
Because, yeah, I saw that mess. I'm like, y'all about to do metaverse and NFTs. Look, I'm an engineer and I'm open to anything. But given what happened with Voyager, how do we have faith that y'all going to do this soundly? They're probably going to do some idiotic stuff that's going to fuck the league over. And you going to do gambling? Like, no. Absolutely not.
Y'all just got this pro stuff with the refs. And okay. Y'all bringing betting into this. All right.
Yeah.
That's not going to go. You still don't pay these players enough to bring betting into. Okay. Don't say anything when somebody gets caught up. Don't say a word.
Right. So do better, be better. Please get an anti-racism book. Please do the work. Please don't use Rise as your outline.
Oh, God.
Like, get diversity. Like, because I'm not going to roast these hires, but basically get some diversity because you're going to do the same stupid shit, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then your last portion here.
It's not even a rant.
You just going to say that statement?
I told y'all about that goalkeeper.
Oh, Lord.
But seriously, if y'all would simply call out racism in the moment when it happens, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
If you believed Black women when they told you the first time that abuse is happening in this league, we wouldn't be here. As a country, if we had believed Anita Hill, we wouldn't be here.
Well,
y'all were willing to look the other way when it was racism because her talent.
Yeah.
Y'all were defending her for the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And again, if it's based on talent alone, fine. But how you evaluate the talent that looks like me and looks like her ain't the same.
Well,
I told y'all about that goalkeeper. Other Black players told y'all about that goalkeeper. Y'all don't listen. She is white soccer's problem, not mine.
Well, and on that
y'all note, created that monster. So,
well,
all right.
On that note, we're going to go to hits and riffs.
All right.
Oh, by the way, we're going to do something because, yeah, y'all don't respect Black people, right? Particularly Black players. You'll see what we drop in the very near future. Well, in the future of a future. But anywho, let's get into these hits and riffs. Who's going first?
I guess me.
You can go first. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I see what you did here. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to go in reverse then. Old school slow jam is "You Are Everything," Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross.
You are everything, and everything is you.
Oh, you. That's your auntie and uncle's jam right there.
We're now auntie and uncles.
That's for the grown folks.
Well, we're now aunties.
That's dark looking. That's dark looking behavior songs.
Right, yeah. There. Well, yeah. You're now auntie too.
Okay. All right.
Is it dark liquor?
Yeah, that's definitely dark.
I mean, dark liquor. Why
that song is absolutely about dark liquor behavior. Stop.
Why y'all? So I love dark liquor.
I didn't say there was anything wrong. There is dark liquor behavior though.
It could be tequila behavior too. But anyway.
Okay.
What's your other song?
So my throwback, I guess turn up-ish, is "Sending My Love" by Zayn.
Okay.
So my new school, I'm going to call it slow jam. It's mid-tempo, like whatever. But it's also "Sending My Love." Chloe and Haley did a cover. It was pretty good. I like both for different reasons. And then my new school turn up is "America Has a Problem." I don't think I hit the notes, but that's
no, you did not. Like, what? Hey, yo. So when I tell people, so the Beyonce album's fine. That's how you do. It's a blend of house, bass. It's real black, bliggity black. Shout out to LGBT, yes, Black culture.
Very much.
It's so. Ball culture, all kinds of culture. She was yelling out spots. She was yelling out LGBT spots in various songs. Like, I feel seen. Also, that song, that is the beginning of that song. Maybe not.
Yes.
The beginning of that, is it? No, maybe at the beginning of that song. It's "Pure and Honey."
Oh,
at
yeah.
The beginning. Also, I'm like, I can feel the people hitting the percolator.
Yeah.
If y'all know nothing about the percolator, get into that. Oh, shit.
All right. My knees are not percolating knees anymore, fam.
But America's Got a Problem is real dope because it samples Kilo Ali. America's Got a Problem. Yes. And it flips it on its head. And it's a really, she flipped it as an Atlanta, Miami base situation. So it's really dope if you actually listen to the samples on this album. Yeah. All right. So it's my time.
Mm-hmm.
So all my songs are Beyonce's.
Yes.
Because I've been listening to Beyonce.
Yes.
So "Cozy," Because I'm black and beautiful.
All right.
Fluorescent beige.
Okay.
Itch. I'm black. Move with Grace Jones. Fire, yeah. Fire. I used to box of these. Alien Superstar.
Unique.
Yes, I'm in uniquing.
Everybody does. Everybody has. Weird. Just randomly. Unique. Randomly.
Unique. And then my best one is Summer Renaissance. I want, actually, oh, somebody, cool. Was that the one that was on Christine's little GIF thing? Where there was this dancing, I think it was in Brazil. They got a line.
Oh, dance. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is. No, I thought it was America's Got a Problem.
It could be America's Got a Problem. Anyway, yeah, same America's thing. But there's a portion of Summer Renaissance where you do the, people want to say disco. Disco is of Black culture, by the way. People want to, people kind of want to align it to that. But how you do the dance in between when you have the breakdown portion as it transitions into the song. Yeah, like that's the kind of dancing at the party. You don't need no alcohol. You just need to be lit. You just need to be on beat. Like that's the vibes. I feel seen with this album. I wish this came out 10 years ago because I would have. Well, right now I'd throw out a hip, but old school I'd be on the floor, beginning it in. But yeah, that's it.
Absolutely.
So it's about that time to get out. It is. So shout outs. So what's good, Two Cents fam? All y'all.
Yep.
Two Cents, yeah, no, are. FC, Two Cents FC, oh, FC Show. Lord Jesus. Can I Kick It? Dreaming of Freedom. FTC United. Kyle Walking 90. All y'all people. Oh, yeah. Shout out also and love to Diaspora United. Okay. They aren't Two Cents fam, but they the homies. Pod. The tallest pod in the globe. Shout out to our street team, Nubia, Georgia, JG, Alex, Ebony. Shout out to our sponsors, Gal Pals, Carolyn Needles. Yes. Get on a Patreon because we do recordings. We did one this week that we got to repost. Or we did it with Courtney Stiff.
Yeah.
Or we watched a little game. We got another one coming up in a couple of days.
Yes.
And then other special shout outs.
Most definitely. And then just shout out to Hugh Menzies, who I think is officially the first Black coach in the NWSL. But shout out to Seb. In Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando's doing all right. He's doing a hell of a job. I'd certainly hire him. I know the investigation's still happening. I don't know what's happening with that. But just shout out to Seth. Good dude, brother, out here coaching his ass off. So
yes, they winning games.
Yeah.
They done snuck up behind Angel City. It's a problem.
They have. So. They're in the conversation, they say.
So make it official.
Seb Hines, by the way, guys. Sorry.
Seb Yes.
Because there's more than one Seb, I think, in Salazar. So, yeah. That's my shout-outs.
Other special shout-outs. Shout-out to Angela Euclides. Lord, jeez. I'm slaughtering names.
Okay.
Friend
of the pod, Angela Euclides.
Gano, who got promoted to general manager.
Yeah.
And then Aluko got promoted to recruiting director of recruiting. I need people to stop thinking that it was a demotion. No, it'll make sense when
recruit overseas? That sounds right. Like
yeah, it's recruiting and partnerships and a bunch of stuff. Is you've noticed you need two people in the general management type roles.
I think women's football is certainly headed that way, yes. So you're going to have to split roles and that kind of stuff.
So you're going to need one locally and you're going to need somebody who can go global and do all that stuff.
Regardless of what you think of those positions, having two Black women in them is a flex. So,
yep.
So it can be done in WSL. It can be done.
Oh, so you can hire Black? Look at
you
that.
You can hire Black and brown people. So yeah, that's all I got.
All right. So then what are we going to do?
Stay hydrated.
Don't stay melanated.
We're going to make sure that the Black women in your life are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And you specifically stay hydrated out here.
Yes, everybody stay hydrated. Okay. Like, wear a mask, man. The Omicron Please. Don't care about your mask.
It does not.
CDC need to do better. CDC going to see me. When I come to Atlanta, I'm coming up. I'm going to have a conversation.
All right, that's fair.
Because, geez. But anyway, peace out.
All right, peace.